Eric, thank you so very much. Appreciate it.
You're the wind, wind rattling the tree. A lot like the way. See it shine, you're shining in everything I see. Feel the rain, rain just to beating down. I like my tears when you pull me down. The chills inside, I just want to cry. Your sweet loving baby keeps me all mystified. I see it shining. Everything I see. Watch the stream, stream just a rolling by. love like ours, baby, ain't never gonna die. The moon come out at night, yeah, the sun come in the day. You the light in my world now, baby, now you're back to stay. I see it shining, you're just shining in everything I do.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was one of my old songs. This is Jeff Becker over here on mandolin, and he's going to sing a song of his making. That's these are all coming out in our new album.
Well runs dry, I know you cry. Oh,
too. That was
Water in the Well.
Water in the Well by Jeff Becker.
And that was an A minor.
That was an A minor.
Yeah. I know my A minors, man.
You got an ear, I tell you. Yeah, we're Mad Dog Blues, and it's the trio here tonight. So we have Sean Benight on guitar, vocals.
Three-fifths of the Mad Dog Blues.
And we have Jeff Becker on mandolin. And I'm Mad Dog, I'm playing harmonica. And normally we have Clark Chancellor on bass and Mark Kazarowski on guitar as well for the full five-piece band.
And we're doing pretty good tonight because we used to just have one or two people, and now we're kind of opening it up a little more, and things are getting a little slowly coming back here at KGNU as far as the COVID protocols go. So,
I think it's really fun to be here, kind of intimate show with the smaller groups. It's really fun.
It's great.
Thank you guys for keeping it going.
Yeah. We did it.
We all did it.
All right. So we're going to do a number by Sean Benight now called Rocking Chair.
Listen to your laughter, the inflection of your smile. Hold on to these details, and I cherish these thoughts for a while. Seems to be the best way. I know to keep you close to me. I lean back in my imagination. It's your face I see. Daydream in my rocking chair, and my front porch is scattered with dust and wooden trophies. You know, the things that really matter to me. Old lights and empty canisters, the piano's broken strings. Call you angel, that's what you are. Well, all except your wings. Be the best way, I know to keep you close to me. I lean back in my imagination, and it's your face I see. Thank you. rocking chair, and I'm underneath a tree. Sitting in a flash, it all becomes a memory. Was it just another moment? A glance and then a smile. Hold on to these details, and I cherish these thoughts for a while. Be the best way I know to keep you close to me. I lean back in my imagination. It's your face I see. When I hold on to my baby girl, when heaven and hell can wait. I'll hold on to every ounce of your love in these daydreams when I'm away.
Beautiful. Thanks. Beautiful, Sean.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Big Daddy, and we are with the Mad Dog Blues Trio tonight. Wonderful guests, Mad Dog on harmonica, Sean on those wonderful acoustic guitars, and Jeff on mandolin. And what's always amazing to me about this band is that you don't have one vocalist and you don't have one songwriter. You have several of each.
We have some fantastic, amazing songwriters in this band, and vocalists too. Yeah, I got my name in front of this band, but this band is way more than I am. That's for sure. There's some very, very talented people in this band.
And it's been going for about 5 years now, right?
We started in 2018.
Okay.
That show we did here. That was recorded by George and turned out to be our first album called Happy Dance. And that show was in 2018, I think in November maybe.
The fall, yeah.
Yeah, that was like our second time playing together as that.
Wow, that was pretty good. I didn't realize how gutsy that was because
still
you
were in, what the hell, yeah.
Newly formed band, but you must have felt like it was going to work really well.
Well, pieces, we played pieces, Sean and me and Jeff, and then maybe Steve and me and Jeff, and, we've had pieces, but that was the second time we played with the whole five piece.
Configuration, yeah.
Okay, yeah, but it still takes some coordination for everybody to come together in the right time and stuff. And at that
These musicians in this band never cease to amaze me. I mean, I have done some very kind of, like you say, ballsy or at least riskier or just kind of crazy things where we just ended up in our second CD, our second studio CD, our second CD was done during the in the middle of the pandemic, and it was done live in the studio. So that was pretty insane there.
With all the code protocols and separation and
so
things like that.
So it's all worked out for us. We just follow our instincts here.
And what's happening on June 24th? That's a special day.
It's a very special day. It's when our new album, Gratitude, is coming out. And we're going to be very, very proud of it. Sean and I have been working on the, mixing it down, getting it ready for a takeover to Air Show next week. And it's going to be spectacular. I don't know what else to say. I'm not trying to be... it's not my ego or anything. It's just like Sean and I are sitting here working on this thing, saying, wow, I can't believe we're in this band.
Yeah, yeah.
It just sounds good. I'm sorry it does.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. I mean, toot your horn, because I believe it too. I agree with that. And this one will follow a live album that you did, your third album, Pinned Down by the Rain, which was recorded at like 6 different Colorado venues.
Yeah, that was actually our fourth album, but yeah, we did two live.
Did you teach our remedial math class or something?
We did two live albums last year. We released two live albums last year. One was early in July, and it was called Live Love, and it was all our jam tunes. It was
okay.
It was 4 tracks for over 45 minutes.
I didn't hear that one.
And then the one that you were talking about was called Pinned Down by the Rain. Was recorded. Our favorite tracks. We recorded a lot of what we did last summer, all the outside shows and stuff, made for good recording. And so we recorded a lot of what we did, and we just picked the best favorites. And a lot of the songs that are on our new album kind of grew out of that process as well.
That's pretty cool. And then for the studio versions, I remember you telling me that you had some different vocalists, or maybe you have some guest vocalists singing some of the songs of the other people that were in singing the songs in Pinned Down by the Rain.
Well, we had Jen Clary, who's band fam, who's band family, come in. Like, she was on our she helped us out on our family reunion as well, our big double album. No, she came in and we did a song of hers that it's still so relevant. It's called Peace in Our World. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about getting that out. And so she's on there. And also Patricia Irby, who Sean and I play with in a different configuration called Peddlers of Joy. That's a whole different band.
I got to see that band, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't do many shows, but we're playing a show in the Tank in May.
So. And the Tank is in Rangeley, Colorado?
Rangeley, Colorado.
Rangeley.
Yeah, yeah. It's a ambient free jazz healing kind of music.
All right.
It's a whole different hat. So anyhow, Patricia, though, is a very, very versatile person. So she came in and she helped us out on Peace in the World, and also on she's singing on Pinned Down by the Rain.
So I'm a very clairvoyant person sometimes, and I predict your next song will be in the key of C.
It's pretty much in the key of C.
It's correct.
But now you want to transpose it, because I know.
That's really good. How'd you do that?
I don't know. It just comes to me. It's like a little flash of light.
All right. It's the title track to the upcoming album.
It's the title track to the new album. I don't have much. I do have hope. And friends aplenty. Sure, not broke. It doesn't matter much who you are, when a thankful heart guides your star. Gratitude, 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 gratitude. Can't lose with gratitude. Bad, not as bad as some. when the sun shines in, better days will come. Now I know who I really am. I greet each new day like a long lost friend. Gratitude, 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 gratitude. Can't lose with gratitude.
Dino track, a new record coming out. I meant to say, too, on June 24th, that's at the Muse Performance Center in Lafayette, Colorado.
That's right. That's okay. That's going to be our CD release party for the Gratitude album. And I think, well, we can't talk money.
Oh, no. Money?
Can't talk prices on public radio. I remember that now. But I would say that whatever you pay to get in, it's going to get you the CD as well.
Oh, cool. So, very nice.
And the only place you can get the CD is through us at shows. So if you want to be the first kid in your block to have it, it's got to come that night.
We want you to be the first kid on your block to have it.
I do, yeah.
Now I just can't see past my front door. I like what I see. Well, you said those words before, but baby, it looks like this time you mean them. And you come down like a hurricane, stumble back to my door.
Bye.
Mad Dog Blues Trail tonight. Yeah, boy, that was some hot stuff. Oh, my God. That was pretty on fire. So, way to go. And what's cool, I'm just blown away. What's cool about watching Sean play is that I found out some of the secret sauce that you make the records with. In other words, you stop playing for a minute but you looped a part and then you came back in and then you're accompanying yourself or you're playing or that the loop is the accompaniment and then you were playing on top of that with some more solos.
That's true. On that one, I looped it, yeah. When we play live with less than four, I use the looper quite a bit on a lot of songs. Just adds that little extra rhythm backing. We can all solo on it.
Yeah, yeah.
For a minute, yeah. When it works well, it's really cool. When it doesn't work well, it really isn't cool at all.
It usually works well.
It looks easy, but it takes a lot of practice to get that sucker down.
I imagine being on the right time. The timing of it would be. Otherwise, I don't know what it would sound like if you missed it a little bit.
Bad.
It would sound bad. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's kind of like, what just happened there? And you're like, well...
Hitchamagidia.
Sorry about that.
So both of you guys are from, Sean and Mad Dog are from the St. Louis area.
We are.
That's true.
Eras maybe, but.
Yeah, and then we got two people in the band from Arizona area. We got
Jeff.
Jeff and Mark are both from the Arizona area.
So was there anything special?
Clark's from everywhere, I think.
Yeah? Sorry about that. Was there anything special about the St. Louis area to come up playing blues? Because I think Neil Haverstick came up playing blues in that area, too.
You get that Mississippi River with mud in your blood.
Yep.
And
St. Louis is a blues city.
There is a vibe.
It's deep in its tradition.
There's a vibe. Just like New Orleans got a vibe, and Chicago's got a vibe, and Kansas City's got a vibe. St. Louis is a very kind of... It's, kind of laid-back Chicago, Kansas City thing.
Yeah.
Muddy River Blues.
Dirty, Muddy River Blues.
And then you got the National Blues Museum now, too. And
Yeah, it's really cool.
The guy awesome at Hammerstone's told me it was his opinion, and I'm not trying to provoke an argument, that the blues was invented in St. Louis, Missouri, because why else would they put the National Blues Museum there? I thought, I guess you could hang on to that argument if you want to, but,
Press the logic there.
Yeah.
Now the blues was invented simultaneously in all these little places, little farms, little hamlets, little villages.
Yep.
It just grew out of the earth.
Yeah. It's hard to say when anything started. But, Mad Dog, I was wondering if you could also take a minute to sort of describe your term Colorado Country Blues that I see on your website, because that's kind of... It fits what you do here with the band.
Well, thank you. Colorado Country Blues, the idea there is it's just kind of our sound. Our sound is a fusion of traditional rural southern blues, which is sometimes called country blues.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also, our sound is... has got a lot of influence in it from the early 20s and 30s kind of jug band things.
The mic works fine.
Keep my hands off the microphones. We're trying to
it's a little bump.
We're playing charades in here. I've never been very good at that.
While talking about blues history.
Let's try to give you the nonverbal communication.
So there's this kind of this jug band thing where the harmonicas came in and took place of the fiddle and some of these early 20s, 30s. Memphis jug band is the prototype, I think, one of the prototypes.
Oh.
So there's that strand of it, too. And then we do a lot of Holcomb and stuff like those guys did. And then... And then there's all the influences I grew up with and all the people in the band grew up with. There's a lot of jazz. There's a guy from St. Louis named Miles Davis that we like to cover, things like that. And we do have a really eclectic taste in acoustic music with blues roots. And since we have a mandolin and stuff, people always compare it to bluegrass bands. We don't do a lot of bluegrass. We do a little bit, but we don't do much bluegrass. And we also are a jam band.
Well, the mandolin was used a lot in the blues. It was a small instrument, easy to carry around.
Yep.
And the Gibson Company was cranking them out, going around from town to town, selling them with the popular music of the day. So, mandolin. And then it died out when the guitar became louder.
Electric.
Yeah. Not really
good. When country blues died out.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember a guy that used to live here, Jerry Hunt? He moved to Chicago, but he was from. He played here for a while, but his thing was a blues mandolin, and his blues mandolin record went out of print before I could get it. But I was always curious about that.
Check out Rich Del Grosso. He's a modern guy who played. I can't remember who that guy was in around Detroit, Chicago.
Yeah,
but he's a blues mandolin player.
That's true. Yeah, he's a writer too.
Yeah,
yeah. Some of the magazines. So.
Yep. Yeah.
And we've been very into jam. Colorado, which is known as the Colorado music, you know, worldwide people know Colorado for jam grass.
That's right, yeah, that's right. And thanks to Sean, who does a lot of that, is part of that big proponent of the sound. But how do you just go stream of consciousness when you're playing these solos? I mean, you don't really have all those notes planned out, do you?
No, I definitely don't have all of them planned out. Yeah, if I'm at my, like, ideal, then I'm really not thinking about what's happening. I'm kind of listening to it at the same time that I'm playing it.
All right.
And, like, in that middle space. It's hard to be in that zone. It's like you get knocked out of it, and you have to get back in and knocked out. Yeah. So really what you do is practice thousands of ideas and hope that they work their way into your muscle memory at some point, that on stage in a solo you could be like, that was cool, I've been working on that thought.
Wow.
Because they just kind of leak in. And if you try and be too purposeful about it, at least for me anyway, then I'm going to really lose the rhythm and the groove and integrity of the solo. So
you can't overthink it, is what you're saying.
That's a bad idea.
All right. We're here with the Mad Dog Blues Trio tonight, man. This is a wonderful evening.
Well, thank you so much for hosting this. The next song we're going to do here is called Pass My Hat. It's on the new CD. Pass my hat, but it's all for the holes. You're a loose chain, baby. Do me no good no more. My soul in your nuclear confusion. All right, it's a heat wave, baby. Right out the door. Seas are rising, and the storms are brewing. I'm gonna get my hat, Lord, get out of this town. Sky
skies are burning, and your home's just melting. I'm gonna plant my dreams, baby, in what's left of your ground. Follow the prints. My feet are making. Well, I don't know where I've been, but I'm going home. You may think I'm dreaming, but I'm just dreaming walking. You may think I'm going, but I'm
Dog Blues. For all you that are, or some of you who are just tuning in, keep it on that dial, because we have another 12 minutes or so and it's all going to be good, from just like it has been.
Past life we were king and queen. I've seen our castle in my dreams, but at this point, I can't recall. And I know this magic, yes, I know it's real. This kind of thing even time can't conceal. It echoes through every canyon, down every hall. Across deserts, plains, and vast mountain ranges, a rhythm like sonar resounds in my veins. It guides me to places familiar that I've never known. With every footstep I feel I draw near. I wake in the moment, I know why I'm here. And I dream the path to find my way home. Dream the path to find my way home. I found you, again it was fall. Moon on the water, the night gently calling. Distractions around, but your presence was clear. More interaction, these ripples in time, expanding and quenching this thirst in my mind to locate what my heart tells me is here. And I kneel before you and reverence my queen. My heart is yours, there's no space in between. Stars in the sky, for I am your knight. And I lay down my sword and hand you my soul, my shield and my armor. Please take them, they're yours. I need them no more. I've given up this fight. And I need them no more. I've given up this fight. I've met you before. Every footstep I feel I draw near. Awake in the moment, I know why I'm here. And I dream the path to find my way home. More interaction, these ripples in time, expanding and quenching this thirst in my mind. Dream the path to find my way home. Dream the path to find my way home. Thank you.
With every footstep I feel I draw near. I wake in the moment, I know why I'm here, and I dream the path to find my way home.
Every time I hear that, that's an epic song, Sean. That's
Thank you.
I don't know if you have any more songs like that. It's pretty epic. Can't wait to hear some more. And
on the new CD, that's the one that's got Patricia doing it. They're doing it as a duet.
Nice.
It's spectacular.
We'd like to thank George and Jake and Dr. Decibel tonight for helping out with the sound. It sounds so wonderful in here. And Mad Dog, a couple of things coming up this week. You're busy Friday night at Bootstrap Brewery in Longmont.
Bootstrap in Longmont on Friday night.
And then Left Hand Brewery Malt Room that's on Saturday.
That's a trio. So it's a full band at Bootstrap on Friday.
Oh, okay.
And it's us guys here, right here, the trio. Yeah. On Saturday at Left Hand Tap Room.
And then a couple days before Tax Day and one day before Easter on April 16th, you'll be down in Centennial again at Jesse's Smoking Nola Barbecue.
Every 2 weeks we're down at Jesse's. That's our home away from home anymore.
And that's a different trio. That's these two guys and Clark on bass.
No.
It's actually a duo right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But in the summer it'll be when we go back outside, we're kind of like just in the little corner.
Sorry, it's not all
well, the third now. Member of that duo, his name is Harvey. I don't know. You never saw that movie about right, Harvey the Rabbit, Invisible Rabbit or something?
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
I hate explaining jokes. It means it didn't work. Anyway, we got 5 minutes left, guys.
I got your joke about Harvey. I like
it. All right. Well, we're going to do this song.
I got your song.
We're going to do this song, and we're just going to jam it out. So they're probably going to go to the next show. Anything you want to tell those folks?
We're coming up next is Corriente. All right. With Fine Corinthian Letter.
You think I see all the people they move away when she walk up to me. Each step she took, you know the ground it shook. Everybody talking about their money, all the money she took. She look you in the eye, shake that monkey's paw, stick a papa with a pin just to see him fall. It take two eunuchs, Lord keep her clean. One wrong word, she get mean. She chew tin foil, drink gasoline. She chop off your arm, Lord, to steal your ring. She's a mojo queen.
Mojo queen.
Yeah, a mojo queen.
Mojo queen.
She a mojo queen. Thank you.
Hey, KGNU listeners, you are the U in KGNU, and today we're asking for your input. Please go to kgnu.org to help take part in a local audience survey. Help us learn more about the content you enjoy most on KGNU, your preferred way to engage with the media, and types of information gaps you see in our local media landscape. The survey takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Your input will help us better understand what our listeners and community look for in their local media environment. You can find the survey on kgnu.org. Thank you for your input.
Support comes from Tatakin Tree, serving the Colorado Front Range. Tatakin provides full-service tree care, including tree preservation, planting, and a holistic approach to pest and disease management. For more information, call 303-554-7035 or visit tadikentree.com. Support comes from KGNU listener members and by North Boulder Counseling, specializing in anxiety counseling and depression treatment. Offices in Boulder and online options throughout Colorado. More information can be found at northbouldercounseling.com.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Corriente with the Phantom Power Collective.
En cualquier estado que usted se encuentre. Buenas noches. Buenas tardes. Buenas mañanas o buenas afternoons. Ahora le presentamos este producto que viene desde lo más profundo de nuestros corazones. Es un proyecto que ha tomado dedicación, pero viene de lo más profundo de cada uno de nosotros. Experimentando con ritmo y sentimientos, sentimientos que se han podido transmitir a la música, por esta música con cultura, música con dedicación. Por favor, continuemos con la música.
Yo sé que tienes miedo y no es un buen momento para ti,
para mí
y para esto que nos viene sucediendo.
Pero eres para mí, me lo ha dicho el viento, eres para mí.